This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Margot House, H-O-U-S-E, date of birth 9/7/1943. Dear Nikki, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. House with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was February 13th of 2023. She is here with her husband today. She's lost 4 pounds over the last 4 months and states she's feeling very well. She does have chronic edema at the lower extremities. That gets worse when she has her legs in the dependent position. Currently, it's minimal for this visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No rashes or excessive bruising. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily and potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent daily with the hydrochlorothiazide. No other medications have been changed. And those two are also the same. Physical exam, her weight is 180 pounds, blood pressure, right arm setting, large adult cuff, 122 over 66. Pulse is 58 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she has 1+ edema in her ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 7th. 2023, creatinine is 1.4, estimated GFR is 38, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone is 196.5, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, currently controlled. 3, hyperparathyroidism with history of hypercalcemia, currently normal calcium levels now that she has stopped taking the oral calcium supplements. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.